Hey, folks, thanks for joining us here. Tuesday night already, 8 o'clock. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. Weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. And it's interesting that in a conversation I was having earlier today, it doesn't matter who it was with, I reiterated that, look, folks, this is a spiritual war that we're in. And if Christians don't understand that we're in a spiritual war, if we don't understand, then that means that the enemy runs around unsheathed, unopposed. And just thank you all for being here today and for caring. I'm going to open us with prayer. We're going to play a song and we'll open us with prayer. And then we'll just stack them up here and whatever the Lord leads on your heart. If you have, if you want to pray, if you want to read a scripture, whatever, just raise your hand. But again, some of you on the phone, maybe you've never done it. If you're on the phone, there's a little hand at the bottom. You put, that puts you in the queue and lines you up, and we'll go from there. Say, Lord Jesus, we just, Lord, we need you, man. We just need you. Our country is so, so lost, Father. You said that we were the salt of the earth and we were the light of the world. And Father, we haven't done a very good job of that, Father. So we just pray that you would do a miracle through us tonight, Lord. That the forces of darkness would be turned back, and that you would be glorified as King of Kings and Lord of Lords here in Jesus' name. Mr. Producer, go ahead and play that song.
Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout,
amen,
the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great. Thou art.
Hey, John, if you pull up Psalm 9, our scripture for tonight, if you would there, please. Psalm 9. I will praise thee, Lord. With my whole heart, I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorials perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. We sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion, and declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, upon us. Consider our trouble, which we suffer of them that hate us, that thou liftest us up from the gates of death, that we may show forth all thy praises in the gates of thy daughter Zion. We will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and in the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Higgaion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Amen. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Linda, come on in. Linda, turn.
Kentucky Tibbs.
Linda Tibbs. Mary Kelly, come on in while Linda gets it straightened out. Come on in, Mary. Johnny, is the sound on? Okay, Betty Perkins, let's see if we can get you going, Betty.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we got you good.
All right. We come before you with a humble heart, seeking your divine presence and blessings. We recognize that every day is a gift from you, filled with opportunities, challenges, and moments of grace. We are grateful for the gift of life and for the privilege of communing with you in prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Break the arm of the wicked and the evildoer. Seek out his wickedness until you find no more. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and his soul hates the one who loves violence.
Amen.
Upon the wicked, the godless, he will rain coals of fire. Fire and brimstone and a dreadful scorching wind will be the portion of their cup of doom. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Those who do evil will perish, but those who wait on the Lord will inherit the land. But it shall come about, if you do not listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all commandments in his statute, which I am commanding you today, then all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city of Chicago, and cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneading bowl will be cursed. The offsprings of your body and the produce of your land, The offspring of your herd and the young of your flock will be cursed. You will be cursed when you come in, and you will be cursed when you go out. The Lord will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all you undertake to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence and plague cling to you until he has consumed and eliminated you from the land which you are entering to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, causing you to waste away, and with fever and with inflammation, with fiery heat, and with the sword, with blight, with mildew on your crops, and they will pursue you until you perish. The sky above your head will become bronze, while the ground beneath you will become iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it will come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will go out against them one way, but flee before them seven ways. And you will be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth when they see your destruction. Your carcasses will be food for all the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. So all these curses will come on you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and his statutes which he has commanded you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For you are my war club and weapons of war. For with you I will shatter nations, with you I will destroy kingdoms. And as were the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Therefore I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecution, with difficulty. For Jesus Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Therefore, you tell us whatever we ask for in prayer, to believe it, we will receive it, and it is ours. Father, give us a clear vision of what we are to do as your warriors. Send me if that is your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All God's people said amen. Yeah. Thank you, Betty. Amen. Kim Brown, Kimberly Brown. Come on in, Kimberly.
I'm here. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you under the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Lord, and King. And Father, we bring before you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, it sounded like I was echoing. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bring before you that the DNC has brought in literal sacrificial altars.
Amen.
Right to the convention center. They have set up these sacrificial altars to bring forth live fresh blood, to incite a blood frenzy, and to feed the demonic and the evil that is there. And Lord, we come before you tonight under the shed blood of Jesus to come against this. And as Craig said earlier, When we push back, there's a pushback against us. So we declare your word in Ephesians that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, Lord, we place on the whole armor of God on every person on this prayer call tonight. And Lord, we cover ourselves and our households and all that you have blessed us with the blood of Jesus for safekeeping and protection. And now, Lord, we declare your word in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 20. As we come against these sacrificial altars of these mobile units that have come to perform abortions, murder, and also to let blood through the vasectomies of the men. Mm. And right now, Lord, we declare. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bull for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. So they took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice. No one answered. Amen. And they leaped about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he's on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened. So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. No one answered. Amen. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood and said, fill four water pots with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. So the water ran all around on the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and executed them there. And Lord, we declare in your word in Colossians, it says that you, Lord Jesus, because you were the sinless Son of God, because of your obedience on the cross, because you defeated death at the cross, it says in Colossians 2:15, this is you, Jesus, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. And it says in Revelations, Lord, we declare your word. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands. And in the midst of the 7 lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth when a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. And Amen. I, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I have the keys of Hades and death. And Lord, we declare Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash into pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. Lord, we are asking in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are releasing the angelic forces in the heavenlies to bring down the demonic forces, the evil in the heavenlies that are inciting these mobile sacrificial altars in Jesus' name. Bring them down in Jesus' name. And Lord, we are asking for angelic protection, that anyone who would try to approach these mobile units, that they are repelled. They just can't get to them. And Lord, we pray for a spirit of conviction to be upon anyone who would try to approach these, and that a revelation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Jesus' name, and that they will be saved and not harm their bodies, not kill their babies. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that what the enemy has intended for evil, just like you did in 1 Kings with Elijah, you are going to show your hand. You are going to show your force and bring down these altars in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask personally that you just shake the earth, and the earth opens up her mouth and swallows these mobile units. Mm. I pray for human life, that nobody would, that lives will be spared and no one would die. But I do pray for those mobile units to just be swallowed up and destroyed. In Jesus' name, that you will have the last word, God, in Jesus' name. And there will not be an inciting of a lust for blood in Jesus' name. It will not happen in Jesus' name. But we release Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. Linda Tibbs. Then Mary.
Still can't hear you, Linda.
Can't hear you, Linda. Mark Madeley, go ahead. Got to unmute, Mark. Mark, you have to unmute.
Yeah, sorry. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together here tonight. Lord, we understand that the shed blood of innocence is the same as currency in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
And it's clear the enemy understands this. And my prayer is that the church would start to understand this.
Amen.
Too many in the church look at this as a political issue. It is a political issue in a way, but it's mostly a spiritual issue. And the currency that the the redemption of this currency is going to come on succeeding generations and on our nation, because your word says that you judge nations. And Lord, we just pray that you have mercy on succeeding generations for this spilling of innocent blood and whatever cost there is to be paid. And at the same time, we pray an awakening, a great awakening in your church, that people would have to stand and scream about this shedding of innocent blood, such that when it comes on the news that there's a mobile abortuary and a mobile vasectomy place, that we as members of the church, wherever they're close enough to get there, would descend on it and surround it and pray until the earth opens up and does swallow it. And we would see this fight as being that way, and that we would take the fight to the enemy wherever we can take it to them. And this awakening will be throughout your church, so that you would have many, many who are taking this fight to the enemy, and that you will give us, have mercy on us, and give us victory, spiritual victory in this area of shedding of innocent blood. We pray it in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. Linda Tibbs, let's try you again. Yeah, moderator, go ahead.
All right, I got one here. All right. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. Please don't turn your ear from our cries. Lord God Almighty, the Creator, whose authority we operate under, Lord, we call upon you to cut any and all silver cords of those who oppose your kingdom. All that who have left their first estate, and people who willfully and knowingly sacrifice children. Lord, we call upon you to intervene on our behalf and defend us from the dark forces, powers, and principalities. Lord, deliver your rage upon those who hurt your little ones. May no one doubt that you are the Almighty, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Laura Ann. We can't hear you, Laura Ann. Mary Kelly.
Thank you. Okay. And so the idea of peace came down to do the work of peace. The word was made flesh and even now dwells amongst us. It is by faith that he dwells in our hearts and in our memory, our intellect, and in our hearts. In our memory, our intellect, and penetrates even into our imagination. What concept could man have of God if he did not first fashion an image of him in his heart? By nature, incomprehensible and inaccessible, he was invisible and unthinkable. But now, he wished to be understood, to be seen and thought of. But how, you ask, was this done? He lay in a manger and rested on a virgin's breast, preached on a mountain, and spent the night in prayer. He's hung on a cross, grew pale in death, and roamed free among the dead, and ruled among over those in hell. He rose again on the third day and showed the apostles the wounds of the nails, the signs of victory. And finally, in their presence, he ascended. And finally, in his presence, he ascended to the sanctuary of heaven. How can we not contemplate the story in truth, piety, and holiness? From St. Bernard, New York City, standing at the World Trade Center Memorial. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Laura Ann?
Father, in the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ, where every knee will bow, including every single demon entity that's coming against your children and coming against your throne. They still bow before you, Lord Jesus Christ. So as the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, stands in heaven and accuses your children, we thank you, Jesus, that you intercede on our behalf. And together, Lord, with one voice, we are coming before you for those who are appointed to die and ask for your mercy together. And Lord God, you are Jesus, you are the truth, that standard that's above and that rate that's against every other standard. We ask that your truth be poured down from the throne room of heaven with the wisdom of Almighty God to cancel every single every minute plan that the enemy is operating through this flesh and blood and these the disgusting things that are happening here in the city of Chicago. We ask you, Father God, to disperse your special forces, angels, now to protect this nation and to protect this world. They are mocking you, Almighty God, and you said, vengeance is mine. You said, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to be afraid because you are a shepherd. You lead us beside still waters, and you feed us by the green grass. You feed us grass. You don't feed us astroturf. Your rod and your staff, you said, comfort us. We do not have to be afraid of the evil because you are with us. So with that, Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we tear down every stronghold, every voice that is raising itself right now at this very moment against you. Let the enemy turn on itself, Lord God, and let us be able to be witnesses here in the land of the living on this side of heaven that can testify of how we watched you tear down your enemy against your throne, against your Jesus, against your one and only Son, whose blood was shed, Lord God, that is mocking you. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for protecting us from the bioweapon, from the media, from false pastors, from pastors that sign the Yale Agreement of the common word between you and me. There's no common word between them and you. We thank you for exposing the enemy, Lord God, and that as you expose them with your truth, and we get to get the gift of your wisdom and knowledge that is a lamp unto our feet, and that you give us the understanding and what to do, that you will protect your warriors as we stand firm together, locked and loaded with our shields raised up, and we protect those fiery darts that are coming against us, that we have the belt of truth, who is you, Jesus Christ, and the word of God, who is you, Jesus Christ, that is sharper than any two-edged sword that fights on our behalf. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we thank you that you have forgiven us, because we have sinned against you, and only you have we done this evil in your sight, and we ask you, Almighty God, to forgive us. And thank you, Lord God, that we can overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, who is you, Jesus Christ, who is the victory from heaven that is coming down now because Coach obeyed. And so, and his wife came alongside of him and said yes, so that together we can pray because you have called us to do so for such a time as this. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for going before us, behind us, underneath us, and that your love is what protects us. And you're hugging us right now because we're your kids and we've been adopted by you. And you will deal with the enemy the way you know how to deal with the enemy. Thank you for answering our prayer in the mighty, sweet, beautiful name of Jesus Christ, that is the name above all names, our King, our priest, our brother, Jehovah, Jireh, Yahshua HaMashiach, your name we pray, amen.
Amen, Lauren. Amen. Johnny, pull up the second one there, brother, and let's conclude with this tonight. Just takes a little bit of courage, folks. A little bit of courage. Go ahead. Thank you.
rise up, O men of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God. His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong. Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day.
Amen.
Rise up, O men of God, the church for you doth wait. Her strength unequal to her task, rise up and make her great. Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. Rise up, O men of faith.
Amen.
Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As brothers of the Son of Man, rise up, O men of God. Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. Rise up, O men of God.
All right, Johnny, rise up and seize the moment. Rise up and make her great. God bless you all. Thanks for being with us. See you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless you.
Night. Thanks.